This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. That Texas federal shelter for immigrant children will not have to change its policy against facilitating abortion. The order earlier compelling the government to start offering specifically abortions to illegal immigrants in custody has been put on hold. The Trump administration is free to not facilitate abortions for incarcerated minors pending an appeal. In January, President Trump began defunding the UNFPA. It's the UN agency propagating most overpopulation myths and which promotes eugenic abortions as a solution to population. Its latest report claims the missing 31 million U.S. tax dollars once helped save women's lives by abortion. That myth is exposed in that the most pro-life nations have the best maternal mortality rates. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. In other headlines, a legislative committee in Ireland is loaded with abortion advocates and apparently will phrase the upcoming election on Ireland's Pro-Life Amendment 8 to try to get the outcome desired by abortion advocates. 65% of Ireland's voters support Amendment 8. Poland's prime minister is lending her support to a citizen initiative to ban eugenic disability abortions. In her plain-spoken manner, Beata Szydło told the Polish Catholic Sunday Guest Weekly, "I oppose eugenic abortion." And U.S. abortions are down 25% over 6 years. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.